Can you talk a little bit about what bevacizumab does?
So bevacizumab binds to the VEGF-A, which is one of the VEGF ligands. VEGF-A has at least four different isoforms, and bevacizumab binds to all four of those isoforms. So it certainly would not completely inhibit VEGF signaling, because it wouldn't inhibit other VEGF forms that might be there. It doesn't inhibit the other ligands that bind to the VEGF receptors. But VEGF-A seems to be one of the predominant forms that is produced by many solid tumors. So it was a logical target to develop that antibody.
Do we know more specifically what happens in terms of the effect of VEGF in breast cancer?
I think we know some things. If you inhibit VEGF in breast cancer, it certainly does decrease the ability of those tumors to develop new blood vessels. It's probably even more important for maintenance of those newly formed vessels. So one of the things that VEGF does is provide critical survival signals. And that may actually be its more important role, because there are a lot of things that the tumor can produce to stimulate growth of blood vessels. But once you've established this very new blood vessel, you also have to keep it from just degrading. And VEGF is one of the things that is produced and continues to be produced once the vessel has been formed to provide those survival signals. And that may account for some of our early findings in those first clinical trials, where we expected to see the leading edges of tumors start to be pruned back or not grow. And what we saw actually was clearing in the center of a tumor while the leading edges continued to progress in some cases.